Artis has just been released from prison. He spent nearly 21 years behind bars, and today a judge overturned his conviction, finding that he received an unconstitutional trial and that new evidence was critical in his case. And really, we always knew this. We knew this about Artis. We knew he did not commit this crime. He was actually innocent. And, you know, I think we're just grateful that a judge issued not just an order, but a 93-page order. She made extensive findings where she found that Artis is entitled to a new trial. And we could not be more thrilled to be here today.
Exactly.
Artis was locked up in January of 2003. He was incarcerated for 20 years and 11 months, and he always maintained his innocence. Always. He said he didn't commit this crime, and we knew that to be true. With most wrongful convictions, there wasn't just one factor, and that's just what the judge's order said. There were multiple factors, multiple reasons that he was wrongfully convicted. So we're so thrilled about the court's order. We're thrilled for Artis. We can't wait to see everything he has to do. When he was in custody, Artis was always serving his community. He was a leader in his religious community. Mm-hmm. He did suicide prevention watch of other incarcerated people. He worked in the library. I mean, he was always in service of others. So to see him get out and now the chance to be in service of other people outside of prison walls is like, it's so much to us. And there's a lot of people to thank. One of them is Artis. He put his trust in the Tennessee Innocence Project that we would help him with this case. And we have an incredible team that's here today. And we're just thankful that Artis trusted us with his case. We had partners along the way, including Bass, Barry, and Sims was really instrumental in working this case pro bono. And Mark Caudell, who's an investigator, has been on this case 7 years. We've been working this case 4 years. So I could go on and on and on. But the bottom line is we're happy for Artis. We're happy at the outcome. And just, it's a new day. It's a beautiful, sunny new day.
That it is. That it definitely is.
And I understand. How are you feeling right now?
It's actually sinking in now. Earlier today in court, it didn't sink in. I heard a judge make a ruling, but when I got back to the institution, they was like, get your stuff. It's time for you to go. This is a real feeling that's it's hard to explain, especially after being incarcerated for 21 years for something that you hadn't done. So, yeah. Just want to make up time with my grandkids and my kids and see what life holds for me.
And is there anything else you would like to say?
I'd like to thank you and your whole team. Because if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be here now.